880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida. It's happening here on Freed on Business today. We've got guys in the studio, guys on the phone, people ready to go. Dave, it's going to be an awesome show. I'm going to make sure Dave runs it right. Hey, government, high five to you for doing your job and getting it somewhat right, but you still hurt the economy. You hurt me. You hurt everybody in America and everywhere in the world just because you people won't get off your fannies and do what's right for America and right for the country, right for the world, right for the man on the street. You only do what's right for yourselves. I got a problem with that. So did the Dow. It went down just a little bit, but the S&P smoked to its highest level on record. My goodness. And, you know, the Treasury says it can put the debt limit past February 7th, blah, 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 all this financial stuff. The only thing that really matters is that they have kept the good faith and credit of the United States government intact. It's the number one thing you learn in finance in college. It's the risk-free rate of investment. And then they build on all the other costs to give you your interest rates and everything else. So if the government had messed up this situation, we would have all had a big problem. But thank God, cooler heads prevailed. It all worked out. And today, we're going to talk to you and tell you how to make money in a real estate business. We've got Joe Cuomo. He's here. He's the head of Auction.com, SVP at Auction.com, in charge of business development. We're going to talk about how Auction.com sold more than $3.5 billion with a B on Joe's watch. High five to Joe. We're also going to have one of the brokers that works with Joe going to call in from Michigan. And then we're going to talk to Charlie Tapino. He's going to call in from California. Charlie's a former head of Secured Capital. If you're in real estate at a certain level and a certain age, you know that they made the market for the RTC in the last debt crisis. We're going to talk about what's different this time, how Charlie's positioning the troops to take advantage of what's left in the market. Joe will tell us how much is left and what they're going to do after the REO is squeezed out of the system. You want to make money in real estate? Stay with us. We'll be right back. And oh, yeah, Tarek Maddox will tell you what to eat to stay fit like me and his NFL players. Back after this. Take me out, Big D.
To that moment all week long. You throw on your favorite Dolphins jersey, pack the coolers into the car, load up the kids, and hit the road. No matter how many times you do it, when you drive up to Sun Life Stadium, you get that feeling of excitement like it was your first Dolphins game. Between tailgating, spending time with family and friends, and seeing the game live, Miami Dolphins football is creating moments every game day. Get your tickets today at Dolphins.com. Be the home field advantage.
Hey, you don't have to be a world-class athlete like Tarek Maddox's clients and me to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan, you've heard him interviewed on the show, and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes, and they can be your care team too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, we're about ready to have a Freed on Business first. We're going to have a three-way conversation on the phone. We're going to have Joe Cuomo. He's the Senior Vice President and Co-Head of Business Development at Auction.com. He's going to be grilled by Charlie Tapino. Charlie's a real estate investor based in California. He's been one of the most successful buyers of REO real estate in the last cycle, this cycle. Charlie knows all about REO. And we're also going to have one of Joe's brokers. Joe, who's going to be calling in on the line with us from Michigan? Okay, Barry Swatzenberg. Joe's got to learn how to do radio. You got to talk into the mic, Joe.
Barry Swatzenberg.
Is that on, Dave? There he goes. Say it one more time because Barry's getting the short shift here.
All right, Barry Swatzenberg from Friedman Real Estate.
Hey, high five to Barry. Okay, here we go, Joe. Joe, I got Joe here. Barry, are you on the line?
I'm here.
Awesome. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, how you doing? You got Charlie Tapino.
All right, Charlie, it actually works. We're going to start off with Joe. Joe, you're the head of business development from Auction.com. I've heard the REO market described as a melting ice cube. What's out there? What's coming up? And can we make some deals?
Sure. There's always deals to be had. You know, when talk about that melting ice cube, you know, that was a phrase we used a couple of years ago. And we're going into 2014 here. We've sold this year so far $2.5 billion of real estate. We are still selling for the servicers. We're selling for the banks. The next wave of our growth pattern at Auction.com, though, is now selling for more natural holders of real estate. If you think about what we're doing here, it's really just an offline to online game. That's all we're playing right now. We're building transparency. We're democratizing the process. As we look to most of our business, it has come from banks and servicers, and it has been what's deemed to be distressed sellers. But the assets themselves are actually really good quality assets. They might have been over-levered debt, and the banks and servicers might have foreclosed, but they are really good quality real estate. And so as we look at 2014, 15, 16, I think you'll see a wave of maturity defaults come about. So the ice cube is melting, but slower than people thought.
Oh, that's great. So that means there's opportunity for people like Charlie. Charlie, what are you seeing out there, man?
We've been fairly active with the special services and then through the auction process since 2009. And what we've seen is initially 2009, 2010, 2011, probably 75% of which was being sold through the auctions were loans, the balance being REO. What we've seen in 12 and 13 is a shift where it's probably 75% of the assets sold through the auctions have been REO or real estate, with the balance being defaulted mortgages. With an exception, basically last week, a couple of big special servicers are bringing out large portfolios through Auction.com and CB Richard Ellis, non-performing loans as well as REO in a large portfolio format. So it looks like the special servicers, you know, had always wanted to hold larger assets to get bigger fees on those. They're more fit, you know, they're economically, getting paid for managing those assets. It seems to me we're seeing a little bit of a shift where the special services are now starting to sell down some of the bigger assets, where historically it's been primarily smaller balance assets.
You know, Charlie,
so it'd be interesting to hear from if that's a new strategy that the Auction.com guys are seeing as well.
Yeah, that's one of the things I was going to ask is Joe, are you seeing more larger assets come through, and are you teaming up with more of the traditional sticks and bricks brokers that have this big high infrastructure?
Yeah, you know, we always work with brokers. To Charlie's point, we are seeing larger, better quality deals. And again, I think that's just a testament to how our platform has grown and it just being an offline to online game. I think we are making changes to how the real estate game is transacted and transforming it. And we have typically traded $1 to $10 million assets. $1 to $15 has been our bread and butter. We're having all cash purchases, 30-day closings. But what we've seen lately now is a shift to larger, better quality real estate. and we're changing the process. We have now what we call custom auctions. And really what it simply is just talking to the buyers, people like Charlie that are out in the marketplace. What do you need? You know, all we're asking you to do is show up and bid online. Do you need a post-auction diligence period? Do you need 60 days to close with financing? Do you want an indicative bid? So we've added an indicative bid round into our auction process. We now have extended closings to allow for financing. We're taking into account what the buyers are saying, and it really is just mass distribution and an online competitive marketplace.
It sounds to me like what you're doing is you're continuing to evolve as the market and your process matures. Now, Barry, how long have you guys been working with Auction.com?
We've been working with Auction.com since the latter part of 2011, all through 2012, and have done a series of auctions this year as well. And we probably transacted on, just off the top of my head, somewhere between, I don't know, $350 to $450 million worth of product that we've represented sellers on that have been sold through the auction process.
Whoa, high five to you. So I guess Auction.com is a way for you to make the cash register ring.
You know, the beauty of the auction process, and I think a lot of it really comes down to just making sure people understand how the format works, is there with the transparency, there are benefits to both sellers and buyers. And buyers on the front end, if they have any concerns about having to do the due diligence before they bid and not having a due diligence window, the good trade-off when it comes from that is that when they're bidding, they see that bidding occur, and at the end of the rainbow, if they're the successful winner, it's not from a circumstance that they were, you know, bidding blind through a traditional brokerage. They know that they beat out the other guy by $50,000.
Oh,
and now, and if it's a $10 million asset, you don't feel as a buyer that you've grossly overpaid for something, that you're paying market for it, and you were comfortable paying that number. And then conversely, on the sell side, you know, sellers have certainty of execution. And in this economy, as it evolves and gets better, there are a lot of sellers that still want to know, hey, what's the bottom line number that the market's going to pay, versus having somebody tie me up and then retrade me later, especially if they have an importance to sell it in a defined time period.
Well, Barry, one of the things that I can tell you is that all the brokers that I know that list and market properties on the street, none of them manipulate the process, and none of them tell you that you're bidding against a mystery bidder. But that's one of the questions I wanted to ask. Charlie, you know, when you're bidding and it's the end of the game and you're getting close and it seems like there are only one or two bidders left, what's your psychology as you get towards trying to close on the bid and get your number? Do you have a number in mind, or are you kind of flexible and wait to see where it goes?
You know, I think one of the positives about the auction.com is you get to start at a low base point and get to work your way up. The critical thing is to know where your maximum bid is. And in some cases, you get the feeling you're bidding against the house. And I think there's definitely some of that going on up to a reserve price. I'm not quite sure even after you get through that reserve price whether you're still bidding against the house. But I think if you're a disciplined buyer, you do your homework, you set your cap, and you live with it.
All right.
The negative is, let's say you're bidding on a $15 million asset, and you get up to 15-1, and you're at that's your limit, and you're going to lose it to the next guy at 15-2. So it really does take that discipline to stop at that price that you feel comfortable buying at, because if you end up, the potential you're going to lose it by a nominal dollar amount. So it kind of, you know, it can get you to stretch a little bit more than you want. But I think the auction process works, but you have to be disciplined and you have to know when to stop.
All right. Well, you know, you mentioned that. Are you bidding against the house? We talked a little bit. Barry mentioned transparency. And I'm going to ask everybody to stick right with us. And we're going to ask Joe what the scoop is with that quote unquote mystery buyer behind the curtain and if he really exists. Back after this. Stick with us. This is awesome, guys. All right. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. And that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, Jaguar, they've got all of them. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always my buddies at Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer? that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Hey, Dolphins and Ned from Buffalo, you're looking forward to the moment all week long. You throw on your favorite Dolphins jersey, you pack the coolers in the car, you load up the kids and hit the road. Hey, this is what I do. No matter how many times you do it, when you drive up to Sun Life Stadium, you get that feeling of excitement like it was your first Dolphin game. Heck, I get nervous before I even leave my house. Between tailgating, spending time with the family and friends, and seeing the game live, Miami Dolphins football is creating moments of memorable moments every single game day. Be there to catch the game day live at Sun Life Stadium. Thank you, Big D. The Miami Dolphins take on the Buffalo Bills Sunday, October 20th. Get your tickets to the game on Dolphins.com now. When you buy direct, you save. That's right. Give me the fins up there, Joe. Your Miami Dolphins are getting ready to battle the Buffalo Bills and our other AFC East rivals. And with the AFC East plan, you can get tickets to the Bills, the Pats, and the Jets games for just $126. That's right, just $126 for all three. Visit Dolphins.com to get your tickets now, and you'll be there to cheer every score and join in every touchdown celebration with me. High five, guys!
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We're having a Freed on Business first. We're doing a three-way here on. We've got Charlie DePino calling in from California. Charlie's an investor. He buys a lot of stuff from the auctions. We've got Joe Cuomo. He's the SVP and co-head of business development at auction.com. And Joe, who's the broker you brought on with us?
Barry Swatzenbarg from Freedom Real Estate in Michigan.
All right, high five to everybody. And I got the high five. Johnny infected me with that. I got to somehow stop saying that. Now, we were just at the point before we went to break to talking about transparency and bidding against the mystery bidder. Okay, I've done this. We always in the room say, okay, now we're bidding against ourselves and the guys at wherever the lender was. What's the scoop on that, Joe?
Yeah, if you think about the traditional process, you're not getting the asset unless you pay the price that the seller wants. What we do here, and we're selling at 70, 80% of the assets we put on the platform, it's spirit of true transparency. Look, you are bidding against maybe the house on bids. The idea on every auction is to try and get the buyers up and the sellers down and create a market. And that's our goal. And when the reserve met flashes on the screen, every bid from that point forward is from another real market buyer. And we're selling a higher quality deals, higher percentage of the assets. So you might be bidding against the house. Once you hit that reserve, every bid from there on out is against another real buyer. As a buyer, you know that, hey, you know what? I might pay a little bit more. As Charlie said, I may have to stretch because we're going to really extract your true best and final offer, unlike the traditional process. How badly do you really want this property? Clock winding down? Show us. So good quality property, but you know you will always get to be the last click on the screen, unlike the traditional format. And as a seller, when buyers compete, sellers win, and you get a little bit more. So the idea, and look, for true transparency, we're having every 2 weeks we have an auction event. I welcome you to call me up. We're setting up events all throughout the country at our offices in New York, in Newport Beach, in Miami. Come into our Miami Beach office. Every 2 weeks, we're doing open houses. In the spirit of true transparency, we will show you the back end of our systems. I'll show you what it looks like, what's happening, how the bidding is taking place. And you'll see, wow, yeah, there really are real players bidding. We have 9, 10, 12 bidders bidding on $5 and $10 million assets on our platform.
Okay.
You know, this is not one bidder against the house all the way up to an outlier concept.
Now, that's really cool because when I've sat in the office, the urban legend is you're bidding against the house all the way to the end. So if you're bidding after the reserve price is off, then that's against other live investors.
Correct. And
awesome.
That's our goal every single time. We want to try and flash that reserve. And to us, that's the true market. Where it goes from there, you know, we can't tell you.
All right. Well, Charlie, you know, why did you decide to look into the auction market? You're a very seasoned investor of special assets. You manage the special assets. You were founder of Secured Capital, the legendary original special assets liquidator that morphed into the Wells Fargo unit of Eastdil, called Eastdil. Charlie, why do you play in this market?
Yeah, I play in this market because I believe a portfolio transaction is more efficient and gets better pricing because larger, more institutional buyers can play. They can arrange financing ahead of time. Very difficult to get a one-off asset financed by, let's say you're buying a non-performing loan. It's almost possible to get a bank to finance you on one asset. They will do a diversified pool. So when the auction process came out, I first didn't like it, and I said, you know what? I'm in most cases going to eliminate the institutional player because they're not going to buy a $10 million asset. In some cases, institutional players will play, so I don't want to say it doesn't work. But I actually believe that if I can figure out how to pay a good price for an asset, I'm going to have a pretty good chance of being the best buyer on it, because from being around as long as I have, I know how to get that asset financed. I know how to, I can afford, and I can focus on doing the amount of due diligence you need to do to be able to pay up a little bit for the asset. The other strategy we use is we try to get a local regional player on any asset that I'm looking at, whether it's on auction.com or traditional sale. I want to get a joint venture partner that is boots on the ground, either from a local or regional perspective, that can give me the best intel. So we're not we're not looking for a discount. We're looking to pay up a little bit because we think we have the right strategy for the asset. And I think from the auction process, I think I eliminate some of the normal competition I might have to bid against. Now, it doesn't always work. I would say I probably have a 25% success rate on auction.com, which is surprisingly that's a high percentage. And I think it's because of the joint venture strategy I use, as well as not having to compete in most cases against more institutional like buyers with lower cost of capital.
You know, Charlie, that's exactly the way we did it. When we did an auction.com thing, we only would do it when we do an auction. We only do it with an operator. In fact, as you know, we only invest with operators. So, Charlie, I think that's exactly the way to go. And question to you, do you have your capital lined up already when you bid, Charlie? I mean, because I think you've got to, and I would also believe that eliminates a lot of competition as well.
Well, that's right. First of all, whether it's a traditional sale or an auction process, you better have your capital alongside you because the process moves fairly quickly. On an auction process, you're going to be putting up 10 points. Now, again, if this is a loan or an REO, you're going to be putting up 10 points when they award the deal to you, and you're going to sign the purchase agreement. So you better have your capital in tow with you, and you better have done a level of due diligence that you're comfortable putting up significant capital. And then if you're buying a loan, you have to close 10 days later, you better have all the capital, which actually creates a little drag on the deal. If I have to close all capital and then finance it down the road, that takes, potentially 100 basis points off my return, off the overall investment. So that's a negative, which has to get priced in the deal.
Well, it sounds to me, though, Charlie, like you have an advantage because you're so strong. So let me ask you this, Joe. You've got people that call you, people prompt you. They come in, they go shopping in your office. They come, they meet brokers like Bruce out in the field. I guess the role Bruce doesn't. Barry also provides field work for you in his market. Will you sometimes match people if you meet them, the capital and a buyer, an operator sort of like Charlie and field guy?
Well, I mean, in terms of providing the capital or having financing available, depending on the seller now, as again we're the process is becoming a little bit more mature, we have sellers that are actually providing from an affiliated financing entity, let's say like LNR with Starwood, that are providing financing on the platform. So Starwood has financed at this point about 25 assets on our platform or more, probably 30 at this point. They're doing it for third parties and as well. We have some bridge lenders that we're working with right now for transitional type of assets that require a bridge. And surprisingly enough, we've gotten approached by a lot of lenders over the course of the last year that say, hey, of course they say, hey, I want to lend on your platform with the great quality of assets you have. But secondly, really, it's like, did you know we've put out $150 million this year? No, we didn't. Well, we actually proactively are calling out to buyers, and buyers are calling us saying, hey, we're going to buy an auction.com. Will you finance me in the 30-day window here? So we're seeing that. For us, we know that long term we're going to need a financing strategy on the platform. Again, I'm adding 60 days now for larger quality deals. It makes perfect sense. We know the quality of the buyers like Charlie out there. But we've had all cash buyers, and we have a lot of them coming in. So if I can guarantee that certainty of execution, get that contract signed, that 10% hard money the day after the auction, and I'm closing 99.3% of those deals, and I don't need the financing on the back end. So we haven't really been pushed to the brink. I said we really, really need to figure out a strategy.
Barry, what brought you to auction.com, and how come you chose to start to work with them and bring your clients and their deals to them?
It It's a good question. When we, prior to auction.com really rolling out as a platform to handle a lot of the distressed assets, especially in the defaulted CMBS realm, we were probably one of the few brokerage shops that have been dealing in the CMBS arena long before it was sexy to be in the REO market. And so we, on the front end, were selling a lot of, again, defaulted CMBS deals whereby buyers through our process were, you know, being forced to do at-risk contracts of the relatively short close, go non-refundable immediately. And so when the auction platform rolled out, we, too, also have a sizable relationship with L&R. And so it was a real easy, natural for us to fold into their sale process. And really, auction.com just really puts up a very solid closing mechanism, because at the end of the day, they do a tremendous amount of marketing. They bring a lot of people to the dance. But all those people still want to reach out and talk to us about the asset. And we're in 14 different markets, and so we're there to tell the property story and help them through that process and then get them to understand you need to do your due diligence, do your homework now. I mean, any buyer that's been around for a long time, and I've done this for a long time, I mean, they're going to pay their number, but when they get into that mechanism, as your other speaker was mentioning, you know, you can get some people that might move away from their discipline a little bit. I mean, we've had in a couple of deals, I mean, there's Eli Randall in Joe's office that I've handled a handful of sales with, and, I mean, we've had post-bids past reserve that were 25, 30 clicks over the reserve because the bidders are smaller investors. The deals were in the $5 million range, and they just wanted to have the property. And so for another $5,000 or $10,000, they just weren't going to lose that asset. And, you know, that really helps the seller out at the closeout of the deal. And it's not like the buyers didn't know what they were doing when they were bidding.
Barry, I'm going to ask you to hold Charlie. Barry, can you stick with us into the next half hour?
I'll do my best.
All right. Charlie, can you stick with me for another 15?
Yeah, I'm good for another 15, yeah.
All right, high five. Joe, you're here. You're not going anywhere. Dave, take me out. We're going to roll around the horn, and then we'll be back talking more auction.com. Auctions buying the new way, buying hashtag CRE, back after THIS.
Well, all right, we're jamming. I want to jam it with you. We're jamming.
Hey, everybody, we're jamming here with the guys from auction.com. And when you're ready to jam and get a new car, you got to check out our friends at Warren Henry, because they give you every advantage that you can possibly get. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. And as Bruce Turkell would say, they're all exceptional brands. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where SocialMedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, SocialMedia305.com is a social relations company.
Hey, Dolph fans, it's almost here. We're looking forward to that moment all week long, and here it is. We're going to throw on our favorite Dolphin jersey. We're going to pack our coolers in the car. We're going to load up the kids, and we're going to hit the road. Hey, no matter how many times I've done it, when I drive up to Sun Life Stadium, I get the feeling of excitement like it was my first Dolphins game. Between tailgating, spending time with the family and friends, and seeing the Dolphin game live, hey, it's creating moments every time. So be there with me. Catch the Dolphins live at Sun Life Stadium as they take on the Bills Sunday, October 20th. Get your tickets to the game on Dolphins.com right now. When you buy direct, you'll save. You can even get the AFC East plan, the Bills, the Pats, and the Jets for just $126. That's right, just $126 for all three games. Visit Dolphins.com to get your tickets now, and you'll be there to cheer every score and join in every touchdown celebration with me. Oh, play the music just a little bit more, Dave. I'm loving it.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business.
To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're cracking up. We've got an awesome segment. We're talking CRE with the guys from Auction.com, my favorite investor in California, Charlie Tapino, and Barry, up in the Midwest, who's a broker for Auction.com that sold over $350 million for them on their system. But before we get back to them, we're going to pay some bills, and we're going to talk about what really is important here, and that's your health. UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, brings you the brightest minds and the best care right here in South Florida. UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth has a gorgeous facility in Plantation. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other? Do they ever cross-reference your systems and medicines? Do they ever make sure your care is second to none? Well, hey, at UHealth they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, always top-ranked by U.S. News & World Report. In fact, ranked number one for the last 10 years in a row by U.S. News & World Report. It also has the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. You hear them on the show all month talking about Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask the folks at UHealth. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great, and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing something really innovative and very interesting over there. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow the heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good.
Oh, I just love that, Dave. You got it rolling today. Hey, we're talking about your commercial real estate, bringing it to auction. And later in the show, we're going to have Tarek Maddox on, who's going to talk to us about how to work out like an NFL pro. In this segment, we've got Joe Cuomo. He's the SVP and co-head of a business development for Auction.com. He's sold about $2.5 billion with a B in commercial real estate and notes this year. We've also got Charlie Tapino. He's the president and founder of Oak Pass Capital Management. In a prior life, Charlie was one of the founding partners of Secured Capital. Charlie helped to create this space with the RTC back 15 years or more ago. And we've also got Barry. Barry's on. Barry, come on, Joe. Give me Barry. Run up, Barry. He's your guy.
All right, Barry Swatzenbarg, Friedman Real Estate of the Midwest. Barry's closed about $400 million on the auction platform. He's worked for a lot of our largest sellers. He's brought deals back from his own clients, and he's phenomenal.
All right. Now, Charlie, I want to start with you this time. I want to talk about some of the things that you've seen go wrong when you've been bidding on an auction and how you kind of take into account that things may go wrong. Did I lose Charlie, Dave? All right. Well, hey.
No, we're here. We're here.
Okay. You had me on mute, Charlie, but that's okay. Everybody's got to make a living while we're on break. Charlie, what's some of the pitfalls that you've seen in the auction process other than having to make an audio bid and having your phone on mute? Throw that in there.
the first problem with the auction process is the due diligence is weak? Is limited, and it's weak. And a lot of that was special services in some cases don't have good quality information. They just took the asset over, and they may not have the information in the file. They also may not want to provide it. As the asset quality goes up and the asset sizes go up, I think the market's going to demand higher quality due diligence and a complete file. And they're also going to require more time to arrange financing. I think we already talked about that. Now, the biggest detriment, which is also from a buyer perspective potentially a good thing, is that when you put your bid in, you're hard 10 points, so you better be comfortable buying it. So some of the problems that can happen, unfortunately, we you know, we will spec the time, we will spec the money to make sure we do our valuation, market work, information. But also from a legal perspective, you know, a lot of these CMBS loans were transferred. They basically were assigned over to the trust. A lot of cases, you got to make sure those things are have been assigned correctly. So they actually, the trust is really the owner of those. You know, so from a legal perspective, you're going to have to spec the time on the legal due diligence, on the title, survey, and a lot of times, you know, it's not perfect. So you know, either you end up deciding not to bid on it because of it's lacking information, or you take more risk than you would want to take, and in some cases, you'd have to adjust your price to reflect that potential risk.
Well, Charlie, I'll bet you that's why you use a local partner. Now, Joe, what do you guys do? Because I've tried to buy REO. It's always been a problem getting a nice paper trail. You always get a rent roll from 300 years ago, and half the tenants have already blown out. All the drawings are caca, and if it was a planned development, you never get the plans. So, Joe, how do you guys compensate for that, and pricing ain't the answer?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, you know, we're only as good as the quality due diligence that's provided by the sellers. You know, we let everybody know that up front. We have some sellers that don't provide financial statements. Their lawyers won't allow them to do that, and their internal counsel. So they, you know, will take it on the chin when it comes to price. And that's the one thing we always talk about. Quality due diligence will lead to better pricing. So, you know, the servicers, it depends on the asset, as Charlie mentioned, but most of them are putting as much stuff and believe in full transparency. They're providing third-party reports. They're trying to put in phase one title. You know, we're doing all those sort of things.
So it sounds to me that people get a risk-adjusted return on their investment. If they give you the right information and it's less risky, they'll get a better price, and vice versa.
You know what? It's interesting because that's what, you know, we like to say, if we don't have the quality of diligence, the pricing is going to be less. But what you find is there are buyers that are jumping in here and that really do understand maybe local market. That's also where maybe the help of a good local broker comes in.
Barry, you know? Good local broker. I cut you off, but I got to give Barry a chance because we've only got like probably one round and this is going to be Barry's last pop at this. So Barry, so you're a good broker, huh? What do you do for these guys?
I mean, I think the biggest piece that we bring to the table is we've got that market knowledge within all the different states that we operate. We understand the real estate, the competitors, its position, what it's up against. And so when you get buyers that are out of state, because, again, the auction process will pull people both nationally and internationally. I mean, we had a call with a group today from Japan on an asset that we're selling here in Detroit, and they want you to tell them a very candid story about the asset. And we can do that because we realize that these people are also going to come to town and see it. And so as long as you are managing their expectations and bringing them to the point so when they put their own eyes on it, what they're uncovering is no different than what you're telling them. You build that credibility. And so when you have to broach issues that might be lacking in the due diligence but come from market knowledge, you can close a lot of that gap with prospective bidders to get them comfortable with their pricing.
Well, Barry, thanks for joining us today. And you can stay on. If I have more time, we'll bring you back. But I do want to give you a thank you for giving that great ad for the guys at auction.com and your buyer in Detroit, if it's in the CBD, Dan Gilbert. But, hey, sorry, I got his phone number if you need it. Hey, Charlie, maybe the last bite at the apple. What do you see coming down the road in the auction process and the evolution of the business and your ability to buy stuff, being the, you know, a sophisticated investor who's been to the movie? Okay, you push unmute,
no,
Charlie.
I'm here. You know, I guess what I'm seeing is that, number one, I am very encouraged that the special servicers are starting to bring some larger, higher quality assets out to the market. I'm not sure the auction process in its current format is going to be successful selling it that way, but I think they're JVing with the more traditional shops, which are going to buy more time, provide more due diligence, which I think will be a good thing. I also think while they're bringing these larger assets out to the market, it's going to bring more debt than we've seen for the last year and a half. I think we'll see, you know, maybe it'll balance out where it's 50% defaulted loans and 50% real estate. I always, you know, I think I like bidding on loans. I think there's 70% of the people that buy, 100% of the people that buy real estate, only 70% buy loans. So I think it kind of screens out a little bit of the noise there in the competition. And I also, I'm glad to see, you know, I thought I was a little concerned about the special servicers not bringing product out to the market. I'm kind of getting revived here that they are going to start bringing more assets out to the market, which will provide more opportunity.
Well, we've given you a personal pipeline to Joe, and Joe said he'll personally walk a real buyer through the due diligence and stuff. So I think that this is great. We've made a little marriage here to some degree. Joe, we've only got about a minute or so left. I'm going to give you the last word. What's going on in the future of the auction market in general?
Cool. Thank you. I think just the last word out of me is, you know, we've sold about $6 billion of real estate and notes over the last couple of years, and the shift is on. It's the transformation of real estate. It's an offline to online game. I think 20 years ago when auctions were around, they were just out to sell distressed assets and they walked away, but the internet wasn't around then. And the internet's the universal language. And all we're trying to do is bring buyers and sellers together, just like eBay and Amazon. So, you know, I think we're here to stay. We're working a lot more natural holders of real estate. And we have deals coming in from the GGPs and the Blackstones and those types of folks. So even when the ice cube does melt, you know, you're going to see auction.com around for a long time to come.
All right. Well, listen, Joe, we originally met at a University of Florida Bergstrom Center event. I always have to give them a thank you on the show for that. And I want to thank you and Barry and Charlie for joining us. Thank you so much, guys. Charlie, we'll talk off the line. And Barry, go call Dan Gilbert and make him outbid those Japanese. We'll be right back after this with NFL trainer Tarik Maddox talking to you about how to eat right and work out even better. Back after this. Thank you, auction.com. Dave had to get my attention. I was jamming out to Aretha because I got respect. And you know who I got respect for? I got respect for my friends. That's right, my friends at Warren Henry. They're your friends too, because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. So just like me, when I got my two Infinities from them, you should go there too, because they always got the best price, always have the best service, because they're always Warren Henry.
Miami has the Dolphins.
All right, Dave is playing the music again. Hey, Dolphins fans, we're looking forward to this moment on Sunday together all week. Let's throw our Dolphins jersey on, pack the coolers into our car, load up the kids, and we're going to hit the road. My gosh, my heart's beating hard already. No matter how many times I do it, I can't get used to it, and my excitement is always going when I drive up to Sun Life Stadium. So be there with me to catch the Dolphins game live on Sunday at Sun Life Stadium, Sunday, October 20th. Get your tickets to the game at Dolphins.com now. When you buy direct, you're going to save. Hey, you can get the Miami Dolphins AFC East plan. You can get tickets to see Buffalo, New England, and New York here in Miami for just $126. So visit Dolphins.com to get your tickets now, and you'll be there with me to cheer every score, join every touchdown celebration, and hear this darn tootin' song!
No one's ever seen. We're in the air, we're on the ground, we're always in control. And when you say Miami, you're talking Super Bowl, cause we're the...
of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We have got Tarik Maddox. He's the trainer to the NFL players. He's got Frank Gore, Lamar Miller. He trains Kevin and all the other good guys. And before we get started, we're going to talk about what to eat. And I want to give a high five and a shout out to the Quiznos on 17th and Dixie for all the great subs. They always make me my turkey sub, which is what helps me keep me fit for life. Tarik, what do I need to be eating before my workouts with you, though?
Hey, Jim, you need to load up on something that's lean, mean, and green.
Well, I'm lean and mean. I just ain't green. So lean, mean, and green. What do you mean by that? protein?
Well, actually, lean, of course, you want to have some lean meats, maybe turkey meat, maybe a lean steak or so. You know, you can quick, you, your system basically digests lean meats a lot quicker than the other heavy meats. And green, obviously, you may want to have some, like a light salad or something just for your digestive tract, you know, so you can feel great working out. And you also can have some tea, which speeds up the metabolism to help you burn more fat while working out.
Okay, so then some tea, some turkey, and like a salad then. So like,
yeah.
Okay, so that's great. Then I know what to have Viv make for me then. Now, Tarek, I've got this stuff in me. What do I need during the workout? I mean, I drink, you know what I drink? I drink the diluted Gatorade because the other Gatorade would put me over the moon. Is that the right thing, or is it just water, or is it something different for everybody?
I mean, everyone is different depending on how you're, how well you're hydrated before your workout. So that's the key, hydrating before, during, and also after, depending on how much sweat you're losing, how much sodium levels you're losing during your workout. You know, obviously we hit the elliptical every now and again, the treadmill, so very often for our warm-ups. But as soon as you start to sweat, you can start hydrating right away. You don't want to wait till you dehydrate yourself to start trying to put your electrolytes back in you, because then it's too late.
You know, Tarek, it's so you have to get ready early. You have to, like, carbo load, I always heard, and you have to, I guess, load with electrolytes. And then how about cooling down afterwards? Because, you know, a lot of people, they just come down and they crash. I mean, another, you know, we go, we cool off, we have some water, we take it easy, we kind of get back in the swing. What's the right thing to do when you're tapering down on your workout?
I mean, everything is a process, so you want to be consistent with your workouts. You have to do a cool down. You should do a cool down. For example, if you're in the treadmill and you just completely stop after running about a mile and a half or so, you don't want a blood pool, which the way the blood goes back to the heart, so it's called venous return. So you want to have a steady cool down. You can hydrate during your cool down. You step off. You can do some light, slow stretches. Walk around until your heart rate is back at its level, at its normal rate.
So then the most, one of the most important things about cool down is to do cool down itself and do it slowly and methodically, because a lot of people say, okay, I'm done, I hit the 20 minutes, oh my god, I'm so glad, I'm stopping this, boom, and then they just sit there, and what happens to them?
That is not the way to do it. You just can't completely stop. It's like you're approaching a stop sign and you just hit the brakes, boom. No, you gotta, it's easy, you ease in as you approach the red stop sign. Ease, then you come to a complete stop. That's the proper way to stop. Otherwise, you ruin your brakes, you ruin your tires. Same way with the same way with the treadmill. You don't run, then you don't come to a complete stop. It's very important that you do a cool down for at least, I would say, anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes on a cool down.
Yeah, because I know that what we do is, you know, we finish with a real high cardio, and then you we take it off, we cool down, we do a little bit of that funky walking stuff that you taught me how to do, which we will not talk about here on the show. It's one of your secret things. But, you know, that's been keeping me great. Now, we have been changing my workout a little bit. I've now kind of hit a plateau. I must admit, I do get up about 2:30 in the morning, 2:45 every morning, and have a little bit of ice cream and then go back to sleep. It's just the way it is. Now, what are we going to do to take me to the next level, because we've plateaued? Are you going to alter some of the things that I'm doing? And I know that I've already told Vivian to stop buying me anything except other than lean meats. That's where we're focused on that.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Not only are we going to switch up the exercises, now it's time to switch up the foods and the nutritional timing. So, number one, you're going to have to stop getting up 2 o'clock in the morning and having that ice cream. I know it tastes good, but it's not good for you.
Oh, come on.
And then you're jumping right back in the bed, which is just sits on your stomach, and then you pack on the little pounds again from the ice cream in the middle of the morning. So, and number two, you're going to wake up, have a high-protein, lean meat if you want in the morning, you know, or what have you, a nice breakfast. You don't want to skip breakfast.
Okay.
Breakfast is a very important part of the day. It also helps kick that metabolism. So, we want to keep your, we got to change those foods.
All right. Well, listen, when you come over on Saturday to train me, we'll get you in together with Vivian either before or after, or maybe one other day this week, so you can work with her to make sure that I'm starting to eat fit for life, because Lord knows you've got me working out and making me fit for life. Now, Tarek, you'll be over on Saturday. We'll see you at our regular time on Saturday. I know with the guys out of town, and you know, you might have some time to work out some other people here across South Florida. If somebody wants to find out more about you, how do they do that?
Definitely, Jim. Thanks a lot for that. They can always follow me on Twitter at Tarek Maddox, or they can just give me a ring on my personal cell, area code 786 278-5584.
Now, how are you doing on getting some of those events in the community? We've only got about a minute left, Tarek. So you got some new events coming up here?
We're doing a great job. We're shooting them back and forth emails. We're staying consistent with the communication. And Ms. Rogers is ready to go on October 25th. Down at the same location we did the last great event. I think it's going to be even bigger and better, and we're on it, Jay.
All right, well, listen, you need to talk with me off the air. We've got to get that letter that we talked about. We've got to get Publix back on board with all this, and it may not be enough time on the 25th, but I'll talk to you. We'll get this all done. Why don't you give me a shout-out tomorrow morning? We'll work on this right away because there's nothing more important than the kids.
That's right, Jim. You make sure you're making the right decisions with that food, no getting up in the morning eating that ice cream, and you keep it going.
I promise you tonight, no ice cream. High five, Tarek. I'll see you Saturday. Call me tomorrow. We'll get that thing rolling for the kids down in Richmond Heights and Perrine. That's my word to you as a gentleman.
Will do. Enjoy the show, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, Tarek, and that's Tarek Maddox. And I want to remind everybody that as a high-powered executive, the demand for your health with You Health, demand the best for your health with You Health Executive Physical. From the moment you schedule an appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service from a personal concierge to guide you through your visit to a customized preventive health plan to keep you feeling your best. For any follow-up care, you have direct access to the University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. Trust You Health to take care of you so you can take care of business. To schedule your executive physical, call 305-243-2738. And remember to go to lawrencekids.org. Get your love and healing license plate, a specialty license plate designed by internationally famed renowned artist Romero Brito. It's an awesome thing. Lawrence Kids, join Tarek Maddox, myself, Ron Book, and the rest of our team and support Lawrence Kids. Remember, Romero Brito has put together this beautiful license plate. Go to lawrencekids.org. Sign up. We only need a few more license plates, and they'll start printing them for everybody. I want to make sure that I thank everybody, and I want to start by thanking the government for finally getting it together. I'm sorry. Are we going to have to break up these one-party districts and start getting America back on its feet? To me, that's the solution. We need diversified districts, not these single-party districts that we've gotten over the last few years of redistricting. So I don't talk a lot of politics, but that there's economy. We need those people working. We need them worried that they need to back the American people, not worrying about getting reelected. I want to also thank the folks at Auction.com for coming on the show, bringing some of their folks along. I want to thank Charlie Tapino for joining us. Make sure you get down to the Inn at Key West. That's Charlie's place. He owns the Inn at Key West down in Key West. They've always got specials. It's an awesome place. Vivian and I go there regularly. We have a beautiful room we stay at. It overlooks their world-famous pool. It's the largest pool down there. So high five to Charlie for coming on. Thank you so much to Tarek Maddox talking to me about me eating ice cream. I don't know, but I promise at least tonight I'll stop eating ice cream. I want to thank our friends at Warren Henry Automotive. Hey, at Warren Henry Automotive, join me at the football game. I'll see you in Larry's suite. And Larry, I know that you and I were both watching the Mecum Auto Auctions, having a great time because both of us have gasoline in our blood. Yeah, we may drive a hybrid, but we like the smell of gasoline. I want to thank the NFL alumni here in South Florida. Along with Lawrence Kids, the NFL alumni, they're caring for kids. They're protecting kids. We're going to put an event together with the NFL alumni and Lawrence Kids. We're going to get these two folks working together. I want to thank the Miami Dolphins for supporting us. I want to thank the Miami Marlins and Bruce Turkell. Lawrence Kids, Publix, they're always helping us with the food for Lawrence Kids at the Lawrence Kids events. I want to thank the Aztec Group. That's where I got my start in the commercial real estate business, and they keep me cranking all the time. Social Media 305, high five to you, Johnny, but darn it, I got to get rid of that high five saying that. Dave tells me I've got one more minute to go, so I better wrap it up. Hey, make sure you go to our Facebook page, you like our show, you tell your friends, join our community, give us feedback and comments, tell us who you want to hear from by tweeting at me, at Jim Fried, tweet at the show, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, websites. Hey, we'll be on again next Thursday at 5. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Next week, it'll be all health and wellness with Dr. Mark Gutt and the U Health doctors. Now, everybody, go out there and make it happen. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Dave, take it away.
Alabama, come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home, they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back.
done. The only part that wasn't bloody was the soles of the big man's feet. Yeah, he was caught in about 100 places.